You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time once again for our weekly social media update. And today we're joined by Holly Chook from the RNIB social media team. Hi Holly, thanks so much for joining us again.
Hello, thank you for having me as always.
So what's been trending in the blind and partially sighted community this week?
I'd say there's one standout thing that's been trending this week, and it's a bit ironic kind of when I explain it, and that is the Twitter bug that's been going around for iOS users. And basically, if anyone maybe wasn't quite aware with that bug and was lucky enough not to do so, earlier on in the week, Twitter released an update to their iOS app, which basically kind of broke the app for voiceover users on iPhone. And basically, you couldn't read any tweets, any mentions, anything like that using voiceover. So it kind of made the app pretty unusable, really. And yeah, although it was obviously unusable, people were taking to Twitter to talk about it, share their frustrations, and then that led us to calling them out on social media and sharing a screen recording of what it was like for blind and partially sighted Twitter users at that point, because all it read out was people's account names, so it was pretty useless information and you had to tap into each tweet and it was very tedious. And literally within 5 minutes of that tweet going out, they actually fixed the issue with an update. So we'll just take it on ourselves that, you know, maybe they listen to us, who knows. But I think the most interesting part about that is something we really can't lose sight of is the fact that one of our very good friends, David Clark, RNIB's former chief operating officer and obviously one of England's best blind footballers, replied to our tweet, and someone who said, well, it's fixed now, so it's all okay. And he actually said, well, it's a good an update that was rolled out. However, the update shouldn't have been released in the first place if it wasn't accessible. And I think that's, yeah, it's so true. And I think that kind of aligns with everything the community was feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And it's brilliant that people spoke out and that RNIB challenged Twitter. And hopefully after this experience, they'll take that much more into account in the future.
Yeah, fingers crossed they'll reinstate their accessibility team.
And aside from the bug, what has been generally trending on social media, Twitter and other platforms?
There's been a lot over the few days about the general election, as to be expected, the Euros and Glastonbury. I would probably say that's made up the majority of my social media timelines. And you know what? I guess I'm not complaining about it. It's been quite a nice mix. All important things in their own right, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that football has been surprising for lots of people and lots of brilliant outfits and great performers at Glastonbury as well. What's kind of stood out to you as a water cooler moment or something that has made you laugh?
I think for me, it was on Sunday, so right at the end of the week. And I was actually thinking about our water cooler moment. And I was just thinking, you know what stood out for me? And I have to say, it's a football and Glastonbury one related. And you probably know what I'm going to say here. It's basically when Louis Tomlinson from One Direction got a screen. He took it into Glastonbury so that people could watch the football because they weren't streaming it anywhere. And yeah, that was all over social media. Just people saying how typically British it was and, you know, a pop star doing that. So yeah, it was a nice mix of look at a pop star who's been amazing and very generous, but also just look at how British that is, because I don't know where else that would happen. Who knows? I'm sure it might, but it just feels very British.
Yeah, definitely. And it is funny that one of the biggest headlines of Glastonbury is about a musician encouraging people to do something other than listen to the music. But, you know, everyone needs a break, especially at something like Glastonbury, where there's so much going on all the time. I'm sure a bit of football oasis was very appreciated by people there.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it was like to go from maybe listening to some of the top acts in the world to going and watching the football.
And speaking of Glastonbury and festivals in general, there are lots of people that put a lot of effort into their festival outfits. So today's Internet 101 is good description specifically for fashion and outfits. Can you give us some guidelines to make sure that we're kind of serving all of the fashion loving people when we post about our pictures?
Yeah, absolutely. The main one is I don't want it to say person in dress. I want to know the details of the dress and all the nice little bits that make me set that scene in my head. Maybe picture, you know, you stood there on a beach wearing your sunglasses with an ice cream in your hand and just generally looking very lovely. The image should send the same message both through the written alt text description and visually. So that's really important to remember because we can often get caught up in thinking, well, what do I include? What do I not include? So yeah, it should always send the same message. And think about the important detail. So if there's a particular pattern on your dress that's standing out, or if you're wearing something that we need to know about the outfit or the scenery around you that helps to set the detail, then that's really important. And don't skim on the detail. So don't just assume that someone can see the image, and don't make it vague. Although you don't need to write a novel, it's really important that you don't just say person wearing blah 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 outfit. You need to share all of that detail so that blind and partially sighted people can have that information, and you know, they might get some outfit inspo, which is really important.
Yeah, definitely. And if you've put the effort into choosing the outfit, setting up the photo, then it just takes a couple extra minutes to make sure that even more people can appreciate how great you look with some good alt text.
100%.
And we have more festivals coming up this summer, more football coming up, and of course the general election is very fast approaching. So can we have a sneak peek of what RNIB will be sharing on their social media pages over the next week?
Of course. Like you just said, there's a lot of general election content coming up. So we'll have what to expect on voting day, because it's always really good to know what you might expect in terms of accessibility at your polling station. Also, we might do something nice on voting day, and there's always the very nice and lovely trending hashtag of dogs at polling stations. However, our added twist will be dogs at polling stations with alt text, because that's obviously very important that, as we've just said, everyone should be able to enjoy that content. There'll also be some content from us after the result comes through. So yeah, we'll be kind of earmarking that. We'll also have a collaboration on Instagram with the lovely people over at RSPB on accessible bird watching. We've got some of their Let Us Show You campaign content coming up. And yeah, it's just going to be a very busy week, and I'm sure there'll be lots to react to as the week goes on. So a week full of surprises, I think.
Brilliant. And where can people follow RNIB on social media?
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Threads, and TikTok.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Holly Chook from RNIB's social media team, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.